bonus Corner Schmady. It is me, Kieran. I am joined by Uma.
Hello.
And Nick.
Hey.
What's up?
And I was going to say
here,
something stupid.
I'm currently fucking here at Metro. Yeah. What's up, guys? I do want to try Metro. I wish I had like stupid money so I could go do like the tour of European fast food places. I'd go to
absolutely.
Yeah, I'd go to Metro in Iceland. There's that Finnish chain Hesburger. That like no Finnish person ever talks about. But if you ever meet someone who's like diaspora from the Baltics, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, they're always like, God, I fucking miss Hesburger. Otakos.
Someone at my work ordered otakos the other day, like via Uber Eats, and I was like,
yeah,
I was so excited for them. And they're like, can you believe this? And I'm like, yes. I don't think you understand how much I need to try a French taco.
Yeah, there was one in Gesundbrunnen that like was on Volt or whatever, but it was a dark kitchen being operated from the back of like a Nordsee or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, that's not, I don't want that experience.
Yeah, I don't want my dark web French taco.
I want a French teenager behind the counter to be rude to me. Or probably actually very nice because he won't be white French, probably, because it's France. And he'll just be just like a lovely guy. Yeah, I want to eat my giant taco. I feel like I was explaining it to other people recently, like friends of mine. I was like, this is the French taco. And they're like, that's not a taco. That's like a burrito that's been put through a panini press. And I'm like, yeah, but isn't that like the most French thing ever, where they have like they've borrowed an English word, like they've borrowed a word via English, it's not an English word, they've borrowed a word via English and it has like a completely different but slightly adjacent meaning. Like,
I'm fine with it, I respect it.
Yeah, like an interview is called le viewing and I'm like, that's not what viewing means, but all right. yeah, I'd love to do that. Uma, you shared a video ages ago into the Instagram group chat of just like people queuing around the door for a place.
Oh my God, yes. I don't know where it was. It was in Catalonia, but it was like Mataró, like a smaller town than Barcelona. Literally, the police had to get involved.
Yes.
Because there was an otakos place opening. And I don't know, I guess maybe the guy, you know, a lot of influencers here just randomly open, like, you know how Mr. Beast also has like Lunchables or something like that?
Yeah, Feastables.
That's a thing.
I shouldn't see these in Germany, right? But I do.
But so they do that, but like with actual places. So maybe it was an influencer. I don't know. I don't keep up with Spanish Catalan influencers. So... there was a massive queue of just like 13-year-olds, which are the scariest age group, I think. Just,
oh, absolutely.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and then
you're
the police
becoming a man,
come.
But you don't know what a crime is yet, and you're just going to commit one.
Like, and you're probably listening to Andrew Tate already, you know? So, yeah, it was the funniest video, and I had to send it quickly. To Kieran in the group chat, obviously.
And it was like, yeah, it's Kieran the block of like 10,000 Catalonian teenagers and one Irish 35-year-old who's here for some reason.
Yeah, I do love the like infinite European thing of everyone pretending that they're in like a 2015 Tekashi 6ix9ine video. Need I explain this more? I don't know, but like everyone is like posing, like they're like at whatever Barcelona Catalonian otakos